Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today's trade was pretty choppy for the grain futures, but we ended up today higher across the board. Corn futures up 4 to 6.5 cents with March. Up 4 cents at 3.97¾. We did trade just above $4 for a brief moment, up to 4.01, but then it came back down and it actually had some weakness here midday. Beans up about 10 cents and about 8 cents off of their highs today, but January beans up 9¾, up to 10.41¾, and then wheat futures really strong in the Chicago wheat, but also in the Kansas City. July Kansas City up 9 at 6.33½. Chicago wheat up about 14 cents here. So across the board here, we were higher on the day. There wasn't much actual bullish news. It seemed to be more of a rumor top driven market. And in looking at the weather forecast, we are having some mild temperatures over the next 2 weeks and moderate rains here in the southern plains. Most people would believe that would be beneficial for the hard red winter wheat here going into southern plains. But the market really shrugged that news off, of course, and rallied throughout the day. And then South American weather the next 2 weeks looks like it's going to be mild and normal.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We kicked off the grain trade today with an export report. It was really pretty bland and neutral across the board. Wheat exports of 442,000. And we're expecting 250 to 450, so right in the middle of the range. And then corn, also in the middle of the range at 963,000, looking for 800 to 1,000,000. And beans also in the middle and lower than last week. We came in at 810. We were looking for about 700 to 1,000,000. Monday morning, 11 a.m. Central Time, the NOPA crush report will release their numbers for November. Reuters Post says we're guessing about 165.4 million bushels. In October, we were 158, and in last year, we were 160.1. So we're looking for a higher number than last year, which just shows that there is a lot of demand for soybeans, even though they're above what most people think they should be priced at, given current levels relative to everything else. We're getting some really crazy trade on the outside markets in the gold, silver, crude oil. The big sell-off in crude oil really has a lot of people, the ethanol industry, puzzled on whether or not it'll have a big effect on the corn demand going forward. At this point, it has not.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle 27 lower at 162.57, April down 80 at 162.10. January feeder cattle down the $3 limit at 228.60. March also down $3 at 224.25. February lean hogs 20 lower at 84.35. April down 65 at 85.70. In the grain market, March Kansas City wheat up a dime at 627.5, and July up 10.25 and at 634.75. March Chicago wheat up 15.75 at 597.5. March corn up 4.75 at 398.5. May up 4.25 at 406.5. January soybeans up at 10.25 and at 1042.25. May up 9.75 at 1054.75. March cotton 91 higher at 60.48. May up 84 at 61.02. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.